All right, good morning. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to read 16, 17, and 18. It says this: Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let's pray this morning. Father, teach us how to pray. Teach us what it means to pray. Teach us just your ways. And Father, we just ask for your blessing this morning. We invite you. We are thankful for getting us out of bed. And we bless your name. And we thank you for the air that we breathe and the life that you give us. And so we want to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we're going to focus on verse 17, and this is a passage that we, if we're in a church, we've talked about a lot. But this whole idea of praying without ceasing, and what does that mean? Does it mean that we just lock ourselves up at church, or sit here at EMP and then don't leave for the entire day, and just spend the whole day in prayer? This morning, I want to take a Hebrew, Jewish understanding of what this means. And in the Hebrew mind, in the Jewish mind, everything centers around God. There's no division between secular and sacred. And so it's not that you separate your life, your church life with your work life. Everything is sacred. Life is not compartmentalized in just a few church functions, in just a few hours. And the rest of your life is your regular life. In the Hebrew mindset, everything was controlled by God. Everything was submitted under God. And so prayer was a means to communicate concerning our circumstances, whether it was good or bad. So instead of making prayer a specified time, a certain time where you went by yourself and bowed your heads and spoke to God, the Jewish person would speak to God in one or two short sentences constantly throughout the day about everything that was happening to them. They're instructed to say the Shema, which is the prayer of Deuteronomy, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, the Lord is one, and then love the Lord your God with all your heart, and that's the whole Shema prayer. They're instructed to do that three times a day. And so that they would pray that and they had over 100 blessings called the Barakot that was recited to acknowledge God's direction and hand and everything in the universe. And so each prayer, these 100 prayers throughout the day, were started off with Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, which translated as Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. And so they would thank God for everything. They would thank him. So whether it's good news or bad news, whether it's smelling good food, whether it's smelling a fragrant plant, they would pray these barakot prayers. And they would start with the Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. And so they had a prayer for the sunrise, they had a prayer for the sunset, they had a prayer for thunder, they had a prayer for lightning, they had a prayer for rainbow. In fact, some stories say that they even have a prayer for going to the bathroom. That's how intimate these prayers can be. And so the Jews believed about praying about everything, and they were able to stay in line with God and to keep his perspective on life. So they constantly prayed throughout the day with these single sentence prayers, looking for God in the common everyday mundane events that took place each hour, each event. And so every time they prayed, they would see God, they would give themselves a chance to see God at work. And so 100 times a day, and I can't imagine, dividing, let's say we sleep 6 to 8 hours a day, and so the rest of the time, 16 hours or so, 16 to 12 hours, or 18 hours a day, divide that by 100 and send these prayers of blessings. When I had my eye infection, I had to take medicine 4 times a day. I had to put drops in 4 times a day, and it's like, man, that's like every few hours or so, and it's like it's such a difficult thing to do. But when I put my head on my pillow at night, it's like, oh, I've only done it twice, And it's like, wow, it's so hard to keep up with four times a day, medicine with four times a day. But here it fills 100 times a day. And so you can imagine if you had a regimen, if you had a prescription that you had to pray these blessing prayers, granted only a sentence or two each, 100 times a day, you would be constantly praying. And so when you look at it from a Jewish perspective, this verse isn't confusing. It isn't mysterious. It isn't symbolic. It isn't praying continually or praying without ceasing. It makes sense. And Paul's just saying something that he's just reinforcing what a good Jew is supposed to do. And so because of this, you know, it sort of speaks to me that I want my life to be this. I want my life to be constantly, every day, walking through the streets of Hong Kong, just praying God, even for the good things, for the bad things, for someone stealing my taxi, you know, bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless the Lord. Someone, you know, cutting me off, someone bumping me, you know, and just ripping me, things like that. I want to be constantly doing that. I want to adopt that philosophy of praying without ceasing. And as you do that, you begin to see not only judging people for how bad they are, but you begin to see the goodness of people, even through bad things. And so in the Greek here, in 1 Thessalonians, because we know it's in the New Testament, the Greek translated is these two Greek words, pray without ceasing. And they combine to have this meaning, without a gap. That could be a translation, without a gap. I don't know if that relieves your guilt of not praying enough, but the imagery here, without a gap, is this idea of someone with a nagging cough. So if you've ever been sick and you've had this nagging cough that you can't get rid of, and you're coughing constantly, it doesn't mean that every second of your life you're coughing, but you're constantly coughing. That there are periods of quiet, periods of breathing, but there's coughing, and then breathing and coughing. But you characterize it as like, wow, you're a cougher. You know, I guess for smokers, who develop this constant cough, and so they're kind of characterized as like, he's got a constant cough. And that's what this idea of praying without a gap, praying without ceasing, is that the smoker has become a cougher, constant coughing. And so I wonder, as believers, can we say that we've got this constant prayer going on in our lives? The cougher is always aware of their condition. Otherwise, when you're ill and you're coughing through the night and you can't sleep because you're waking up coughing, you're aware that you're coughing and things like this. And so praying without ceasing, meaning you're aware of your relationship with God. You're aware of praying to God and things like this. And so our times of prayer is not set apart for special times. And granted, there are these times where we're here at EMP or prayer meetings where we have these concentrated times and outbursts of prayer, and those are valuable and those are good. But the Hebrew understanding of prayer is this idea of praying without ceasing. In Hebrew, there are two words most often translated for prayer. And the first one, the most common, is tefillah, which, interestingly enough, comes from the root word, which means to judge. And as Tefillah was talking about judging others yesterday at EMP, one of the root words for the most common word for prayer in Hebrew, tefillah, it comes from this root word, to judge. Well, what does that mean? Well, the idea is when you come to God in prayer, you judge yourself. That you judge, and so the integral part of prayer, as many Jewish rabbis will say to their students, is that an integral part of prayer is judging yourself, introspection, reflection, looking inside of you and judging your sin, your desires, judging your motives. And so when you pray, one of the first steps is judging your heart and judging yourself. And it's necessary to do that, to come into the presence of God with the proper frame of mind, with the proper heart, to come to God with humility and with confidence and gratefulness. And so when you pray, when you spend time in prayers, begin by judging yourself, judge your heart. And the second word is this berakot, or blessings, which in the root definition means knees. And so obviously it means this idea of getting on your knees. It means showing this act of showing respect to the Lord in the presence of someone of authority, bowing on your knee. And unfortunately, when outsiders look at this Jewish Judaism, they look at it as something that's a legalistic ritual that they continue to do constantly. And it encourages meaningless prayers. And the Pharisees were blamed for meaningless prayers and babbling. And if you were to look at Jewish lifestyle, it would seem like it's based on rote prayer. But the truth is that that's not the case. Although, communal prayers and specific prayers or prayer times are part of the Jewish experience, however, spontaneous prayers throughout the day is an integral part of everyday life. And so we talked about this idea of these 100 prayers of blessing, the barakot, so when we see something good, they would pray and bless the Lord. And I wonder, as a challenge, there's a book about a person who tried to live a whole year biblically, and part of that would be, to bless the Lord 100 times. I wonder if anyone would try to do an experiment. Maybe I'll try to just mark down 100 times each time throughout the day a blessing and see how that experience goes. In other words, Paul here in Thessalonians is not encouraging the Thessalonians to become monks, but rather in keeping with the Jewish heritage and understanding that formed this Christianity, he's stressing the importance of constant communion with God. He's expressing the importance of the constant communion of God through prayer. It's not just locking yourself up in a prayer closet, but as you're walking, as you're going, as you're working, as you're serving, as you are with your families, as you are with your friends in fellowship. So he's encouraging to cultivate this view that everything, to see everything in relation to God. And when you begin to do that, he says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Once again, this is reinforcing what is already known in their culture, to give thanks in every circumstance, in everything. And so when we begin to see, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, through a Hebrew-Jewish understanding of it, then it begins to make a lot more sense. Begin to do this, it begins to fill your heart with joy and hope and this awareness that you are dependent upon God for all things. And so this morning I learned this as we begin to pray. A lot of times when we're doing EMP, we're very focused on God. That our thoughts and hearts are very focused on God. We're here with a mission, an agenda. We want to accomplish something. We want to pray and spend time with God. We encourage you to be able to do that and take it out to your workplaces. That we pray without ceasing. That we're constant. That He's constantly on our mind. That whatever's going on, that we would offer maybe these one or two sentence prayers. We're constantly praying throughout the day. So let's do that this morning. Let's bow our heads. But in silence, we will be able to pray. God, thank you for the silence. We bless your name. Through hardships, we bless his name. Through challenges, we bless his name. A lot of times on Facebook, we take pictures of the food because we're so excited about it. We're just so, enjoying it. During those times, we bless your name. When we're going on a trip and we're spending time with friends and family, we post it on Facebook because we're so excited about it. During those times, we bless his name and we thank him. As an exercise, we're trying to teach our son to be thankful, and so each night we ask him to pray for three things that he's thankful for. And usually it's the same things. Mommy, daddy, everybody. But as adults, in our relationship with God, maybe we need to vary that list. Not that this has to change, but our eyes have to be open to see that there's so much around us to be thankful for, to acknowledge God and His presence around us. So let's do that this morning.
Altogether lovely, altogether.
King of the universe, we just thank you for this day. We thank you that you allow us to rise. We thank you for the sleep that we've had. Lord, we thank you for the grace that sustains us. Father, we thank you for those that are sick, because we know that that you are giving your people an opportunity to see you move in the midst of us. We thank you, God, that your glory will be revealed through them. So, Father, we just want to bless your name. So let's lift up our community. Let's pray for those who are sick with cancer. Let's not forget them. Let's continue to lift them up and ask the Lord to heal them in Jesus' name. So let's pray. Pray for them. Salvation for loved ones who are also struggling with cancer and serious illnesses, and let's ask the Lord to open their eyes to see the goodness of God, that they would experience the power of God. And so let's pray for healing and salvation right now. And let's pray that God would bless them and extend grace to them and strengthen them. And let's pray for healing for their illnesses. So let's lift them up in prayer now. Today and Friday, let's lift up our local ministries here in Hong Kong. Let's ask the Lord to bless all of those who are leading and serving through Wyoming and in different areas. So let's bless the local churches here. Let's ask the Lord to do his redemptive will through these churches. And so let's pray for our local ministries. Thank you. pray for the missions committee and ask the Lord to use unity and especially during this disaster in the Philippines and just give us wisdom. And so let's pray for the missions committee to be able to serve the world in Asia. So let's pray for them, for their families, and let's lift them up right now. For our local outreach teams that goes out from SP, and as they're doing great work, let's continue to lift them up in prayer, that they would not be discouraged, that they would be strengthened, that they would continue on hold fast in vision, that they would see a harvest for their service. And so let's lift up our local outreach teams. Your name, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.